This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are again. 9 to 10. Look at us. You can look at some of the pictures. Facebook. Follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. A lot of snow in the Northwest yesterday. Portland, Oregon, which have been getting a lot of rain, got a lot of snow instead. This is the biggest snowstorm in years and years and years and years and years. They just don't have snow. It's like being in England, that level, or, you know, up in Vancouver, area, the latitude, longitude stuff, it's just in the right place so that the cold, or not, the precipitation comes in, never really becomes snow because it's warm enough. The grass never is not green. That's a double negative. It's always green. And there's no freezing of the ground up there. It just is. But it's usually pretty damp this time of year up there and foggy. But wow, look at this. A foot of snow fell yesterday. And of course, they're not prepared. The school's obviously canceled, but the flights into Seattle and Portland, gonzo. Cars all over the place. Tens of thousands of people without power in that area. State of emergency. So those of you who are up there, you have our condolences. Here in Southern California, it's raining again this morning. It's rained the last 3 days. The morning has been very good for the needs here. If these clucks would only figure out a way to build some retaining pools so that we could actually use the water or something. And then you move further across the country. It's settled down a bit today. It's not like it has been the last couple, 3 days. Terms of wild weather. Matter of fact, quite nice on the East Coast, I think. Both, don't you ladies have temperatures
yes.
in the 40s and 50s today?
Today's upper 50s.
Upper 50s. Wow.
Yeah. We might good almost hit you. 60 today, yeah.
Woo!
It was nice.
Time.
It started to warm up yesterday. Yep. Kara threatened to wear shorts.
Really?
Oh, I didn't just threaten.
So later on in the hour, Biff is going to bring us up to date on the on the sports. You'll be happy to know that a month and a day from today, the pitchers and catchers show up for spring training.
Oh, I can't believe it. I feel like we just ended baseball, and now it's back again.
Well, it's good. Football will be over, and then we get on into the real sport, the real American sport, which is baseball. Next half hour, focus on the best and worst dates for lovers as well. Parents Magazine out today with a list of the best movies of all time for siblings to share with one another. These are all G and PG films that, according to their study, would appeal to both preschoolers and elementary school-aged children. So Parents Magazine has now at least, see if you agree or what, if all of you have seen these movies as youngsters. I would say that to Kara and to Victoria and to Jennifer. I have not seen any of these movies. The number 10, you want to start from number 10? You want to use the big voice announcer and go from number 10 to number 1? Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Number 10. Who's going to, Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Number 10.
Toy Story from 1995. You see that, ladies? Either of you, all of you see Toy Story?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, Woody
you
and Buzz Lightyear.
It's a good fun film for children?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Number
9.
Shaun the Sheep movie. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It was out last year.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 8. Current ones.
Number 8. Okay. The Peanuts movie. It's also
really?
A recent release.
Your big voice announcer's also making commentary.
Yeah, okay.
Number 7.
Number 7, My Neighbor Totoro. Totoro, 1988.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it either. Okay.
Nope.
All right, this one we're all going to like.
Number 6.
The Muppet Movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, that's a good one.
The more Muppets,
number five. Number five.
The Lorax. I thought that was more.
I did not.
This
see
is 72.
Dr.
That was
Seuss.
Danny DeVito was the voice of the Lorax. I remember the spots for
mm-hmm.
that. What is a Lorax?
Number four.
Okay, the Gruffalo is number four. 2009. Is that like?
Did not see that.
Never heard of it.
Gruffalo. Who's
number
Mark
three?
Gruffalo. Number three. Frozen. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Number two.
Cars.
That's cute.
Yeah. And?
Number one.
The Adventures of Milo and Otis. Or is it Milo?
Milo and Otis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we'd have...
I would not put that at number one. Like, where are the Goonies?
Not here.
Where's E.T.? So,
yeah, I did this. You see, once in a while, because somebody has... I guess I did this. I didn't know I was doing this for this reason, but... when you look at some of these things, parents look for advice all the time now. They don't trust their own instincts, so they want somebody else to tell them that what they are thinking of doing or what they've done is okay. So with a name like Parents Magazine, okay, well, this is safe because if it's called Parents Magazine, it must be great, right?
Right.
And I don't know that it is. I mean, just judging by the reaction here of the three ladies that would be closest to this. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
It is underwhelming. But... So one does, I think, draw the conclusion that your own experiences should be the best ones and trust your gut. Is that the lesson from that? I think as much as anything else.
I think so. Trust
your
movie choices for sure.
Yeah. We're going to have Dr. Scott Adzik on here, who is the chief surgeon at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, to talk about some of the problems he's encountering and you will encounter as well. With babies that are born every year, more and more with birth defects. What are we going to do about this? What are we doing to help save them? This is a very interesting and compelling item, which I hope you will stick around and listen to in just a moment here.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two, multi-packs count as one.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 5000.
All right, coming up to a quarter past the hour, as I said, we're joined now by Dr. Scott Adzik, who's the Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Director of the Hospital Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. What does that involve, Dr. Adzik? Tell us a little more about your job first.
Well, so this is in the context of January being Birth Defects Awareness Month. I run the Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. We've had 20,000 referrals over the last 20 years for mothers carrying babies with serious birth defects. And birth defects are a serious problem, of course. One in 33 babies is born with a birth defect. And they're costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. They're merciless, birth defects. No parent is immune from having a baby with a birth defect.
And what would bring them on, Dr. Adzik? What brings on or brings about the kind of birth defects you're talking about here?
Well, they're it's really quite mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown, so they're usually picked up with a routine maternal fetal ultrasound at 18 to 20 weeks gestation, where structural birth defects can be seen. And then it's important that the mother be referred to a place that can provide counseling and follow the pregnancy and, in some cases, treat before birth.
Is this being brought about in part because of the excessive use of drugs and alcohol, things that are lifestyle in terms of the mother?
Well, I don't think there's been an increase in the incidence of birth defects over the last 20 years, but each year nearly 150,000 babies are born in the U.S. with birth defects, many with conditions so rare most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. So too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options.
So then the conditions that exist, you're a surgeon, so you're actually operating on these babies. And what I think is unusual, I'm not sure the audience understands, we're not talking about operating on these babies when they're born. You're operating on them while they're still in the womb. Is that right?
Yes. Each week at CHOP, our highly sophisticated fetal surgery team repairs life-threatening or devastating birth defects, such as spina bifida, for instance, and other birth defects in the womb. We place fetal shunt tubes to treat life-threatening congenital conditions before birth, or perform minimally invasive procedures in the mother's uterus to treat complications, say, with twin-twin transfusion, in which one twin gets too much blood through a single placenta and the other twin doesn't get enough, and both twins can die unless you occlude the culprit blood vessels on the placenta with a fetoscopic laser.
So you've got all this expertise in this. You have, I'm sure, a team there at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. There are other teams like this at some of the bigger hospitals probably around the country. What about people who don't live in America? We've become such a small community. The world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. If we're having this kind of problem here, is it unique to America, or are these babies with birth defects pretty universal around the world?
Well, it's quite universal, actually, and there are a few fetal medicine centers present worldwide, and a few in the U.S. as well. But in the big view, there have been about 5,000 or so fetal surgeries performed worldwide, and we've done about a quarter of them here at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
How did you happen to take this on? How did you become, what first clicked with you? Dr. Scott Adzik says to himself, okay, we better go down this road because there's a need for it. What brought you to that conclusion?
Well, it's an interesting story. About a little bit more than 30 years ago, when I was in training in Boston to be a pediatric surgeon, I went out to San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, and worked with a guy named Mike Harrison, also a pediatric surgeon and future professional partner. And we had the concept that if we waited till the baby was born for a life-threatening birth defect, now diagnosed before birth, we would be too late. Just like an adult with metastatic cancer, you're too late, or an adult who's had a heart attack, you're too late. But in this case, getting to the baby earlier involved doing an operation before birth. So we had to do a tremendous amount of work to make sure that the thinking was right, the biology was right, that if we did an operation before birth, that you could end up with a good kid. And we had to devise all the fetal surgical techniques that now makes that possible. So it's been 30 years in the making, a long gestation.
You talked about the expense. Who's paying for all this?
Well, initially, insurance wouldn't pay for this because it was experimental. Now it's quite established, and insurance will pay. And actually, when you look at babies with spina bifida, where the spinal cord is exposed and is progressively damaged before birth by the amniotic fluid around the baby, if you do the operation before birth, it's actually much more cost-effective in terms of lifetime medical costs.
Wow. Well, it's pretty compelling stuff, and a lot of people don't think. We hear more and more about these babies being born with birth defects, but don't know what's being done to sort of get in the way of it. It sounds like the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is doing that. If you would like to get more information or pass this information along, there will be a podcast of this interview at Blog Talk Radio and also TuneIn Radio. You go to fetalsurgery.chop, that's CHOP, fetalsurgery, one word, .chop.edu, to find out more about Maybe this is something that will affect you personally or somebody you know personally. So pass it along. Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, here at 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, time for our Throwback Thursday exercise with DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. We go through the top five songs of a particular week. This week, we have chosen the year 1978 to go back to. So, number five tune from this week in 78 is Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again. This is a fabulous song. Very, it has a lot of personal meaning to me. I don't know whether I laugh or I cry when I hear this. It was a Saturday, first week in January of 1978. This song was playing in the background. I came in the house and my then wife gave me a letter that said she wanted a divorce.
Really?
This song was playing in the background. And
wow.
Then for the next year or so, maybe the next couple of years actually, it seemed every time I heard this song, I was with her picking up the kids. And it just kind of like getting pounded. You're talking about getting pounded in the head with a rubber mallet.
Wow.
This was it. Yeah.
I would not have thrown back to this song if I had known.
No, that's okay.
Doug.
Yeah, you didn't know. As I said, don't know.
Well, there's another little story to this song. My friend's parents wrote it. And Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. And
yep.
Jen, you'll
Barry
know
Mann's
their
song.
Daughter is Dr. Jen Mann on
Selfie. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
So, they had this, I think her mom actually started writing this song. They were songwriters together in New York in the, you know, the famous Brill Building. And they had been on and off again, and so it was sort of their love story, too.
Yeah, right.
So
I don't know if this is a love story for me. I don't know whether it's laughter or tears, but
relationship
anyway.
Story.
All right,
yeah.
It was a relationship song for sure. Number five, Dolly Parton. Number four this week in 1978 belonged to a group called LTD. Every time I turn around, I'm back in love again. I don't know about that.
I feel like this isn't going to go well.
This is quite a good...
Are you okay? I love this song, disco-wise. Yeah, I love this song.
Good for you.
Alright,
so that's number four.
Poor Doug.
Alright, this one's even better. Number three, this is like a hit parade of horror. Yeah. That's Linda Ronstadt and Blue Bayou, number three, this week, 1978. Melancholy reigns. What a sad story. Just of her and what she had going for her and how she is basically just wasted away to nothing. Too bad. Looks out, I mean, Parkinson's stuff has a direct connection to drug use and stuff. All right, so number two.
Are you going to make
like
it
slit your wrist Thursday here?
Oh, my God. This is a group called Player. They had a couple of hits. And this was one of them on its way to number one this week. It's number two, Baby, Come Back. I'll cap this all off with the Bee Gees in number one, How Deep Is Your Love? This week in 1978.
What was going on in 78 in this week? Elvis is getting ready to die.
Yeah.
No, I was getting ready to be born.
No, Elvis was born. It was after because he was born on the 8th.
When did he die?
He died in 1977. Hi, boys and girls.
I thought he died, in January. You're right,
Yeah, no, he died in August.
But, right, and then his birthday was in January.
Yes, you got it all. Right. Birth, what is that bit from Ben Casey? Ben Casey, birth, life, death, infinity. It is 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen. Applies to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to have you all along with us to celebrate the day, even though I'm watching here as Laurel Canyon collapses under the weight of all the rain. Did you see that, Jennifer?
No, I did not see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they've closed off
That's
Laurel
exciting.
Canyon.
Yeah. Something to look forward to today.
Yeah, because Laurel Canyon.
Wrong?
It's one of those three or four roads that's a cut through from the other side. I always refer to it as the other side of the hill. I'm on one side of the hill. Jennifer's on the other side of the hill.
Doug's on the
Burbank.
Fancy side of the hill. Go ahead. You can say it. It's fine.
Well, no, I'm on the west side of the hill. You're on the east side of the hill. And there are four.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I never thought about that. Yeah. Anyway, the day continues.
That's all I think about, seriously.
Really? How many people have a 3D printer? Jennifer, you got one in the office? I was looking around for one in the office the other day when I was there. Didn't see a 3D printer. But that's the that's the new thing, isn't it?
It is. 3D. I think they've gotten a lot more sleek and small in design.
Yep.
Are they more affordable? Once at Jay Leno's garage that was the size of like a vending machine.
Yeah. And they're not, they produce objects now. Most people who have them at the moment are trying to figure out how to use them in their businesses. Some people even have them at home. I was talking to somebody who has a small retail business, and his office is in his home, and he has this 3D printer because he has these things that he imports, and sometimes the small parts are broken, so he's using this thing. A lot of the stuff is plastic, but they're going to be able to make other things, ceramics and metals and even concrete. So I'm thinking to myself, how is this going to work? How possibly could we put this to work? And then I thought about 10 years ago when people were starting to use the iPhone, and this thing's never going to work. Right? Isn't that the attitude?
Right.
I mean, it's like Trump. He's never going to get elected president. Well, look at this. So the lesson here, if there is one that's universal, is paying attention to innovation and to different ideas, and don't discount them just because you don't think they work. It may not work for you, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for other people. And I think that's ideas as well as objects, frankly. So there you go. All right, the best and worst date for lovers coming up in a while. We got the TV report. First, though, in sports, I noticed that the San Diego Chargers, Jennifer, announced they are going to move to L.A. So now, last year this time, there were no football teams. Next year this time, there will be two football teams.
Yeah, here. And there was an attempt at getting three football teams here, both the Chargers, the Rams, and then you add in the Oakland Raiders, who all wanted to move to L.A. a couple of years ago. Mm. The league approved the Rams because they had the most solid plan for building a stadium. Stan Kroenke, who's the owner of the team, had it really laid out. They're building it where the Hollywood Park used to be, right by
wasteland.
LAX, right by
it's
the
pretty much it was a wasteland.
Right. It was, and also, by the way, helpful to the community because it's really gentrifying Inglewood, which is one of the worst areas of Los Angeles. So, so that was the silver lining there. The Chargers said, well, hey, we want to come too. And by the way, we're in a different league. We could share the stadium with the Rams. So now the thought is that the Chargers will come to L.A. The league said, you have to wait 1 year, try to come to terms with San Diego. The Chargers couldn't, obviously, so they have made it clear their intention is to come to L.A. I'm not sure if they're going to share the stadium with the Chargers or if they're going to move ahead on one of the plans.
Why wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't that make sense to do one?
Well, and the Rams want that because then they'll make some money off of all of the investment that they have to put in.
Right.
The other option would be to put them in the City of Industry with a plan for a brand new stadium by the head of AEG, Philip Angela Schultz.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the Raiders, desperate to come to L.A., now I think they're going to Vegas.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough of there's no home team spirit. Vegas, everybody's a drangin.
Vegas is getting a hockey team next year, so and the stadium's really nice, by the way, the one they built for them.
Huh.
Is that the T-Mobile Arena?
That's T-Mobile, yep.
Yeah.
Is that out by that hotel we stay, Jennifer? Is it out that in that direction?
It's
sort of building away from town a little bit.
The South Point, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's actually right in the midst of everything. It's in between the Monte Carlo and like the Bellagio in that area.
Why? Huh. All right, let's see. The Buffalo Bills, as long as we're into football, almost at the end of the football season, but so now everybody's looking forward to next year. So the Bills have hired Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator Sean McDermott. Sounds like a sports announcer is the next head coach. What do you know about this, Victoria? He's a. I don't know football, so I don't know whether this guy was a player or not. Was he?
I don't think he was a. I don't think he's a former player. But you know, he's done well with the Panthers, and he's been looking to make a move. He interviewed with the Chargers and the San Francisco 49ers, and last year he met with the Browns and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he's obviously been shopping around, and I guess he got a good enough deal to be the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. They just got rid of Rex Ryan. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's interesting sometimes when you see like defensive coordinators or offensive coordinators taking over head coaching positions. There's usually an adjustment period with, you know, with the whole staff and the way that they strategize. So it'll be interesting to see for the Bills next year.
Yeah. How much money do these guys get paid now, these coaches, these
football players? I don't know. That's a good question.
Millions.
Oh, yeah, obviously in the millions, but I don't know.
I remember when Paterno was coaching in Boston, he bought a house, about a $4.5 million house outside of Boston in a town called Dover. And I drive by it a lot. Nice, big, rambling house. And then I thought, oh, these guys, the old complaint was the coaches never make as much money as the players. But apparently that's not the case anymore. Again, and how is that anyway? When you see how mentally, how do you work with people and be their boss if they make more money than you do? I've never
that is a really interesting
quite wrapped
question.
Myself
I never
around.
Thought about that. Wow.
Yeah, right. How do you do that?
Huh.
So that's why one of the reasons I think that all of those managers and coaches start getting a lot more money, because people say, hey, wait a minute, this guy's making $10 million, I'm making $2 million. What's wrong with this? I'm the boss. Doesn't seem to make much sense. All right, one other item of interest. We were talking about spring training beginning a month and a day from today, but sadly Tim Tebow, those of you who are fans of his, didn't get an invite to go into spring training camp with the Mets. Didn't he get transferred in there last year? Or he was out trying, wasn't he? He was trying out. That was it.
He was the Mets minor league, yeah, the minor league team.
Yeah.
He was trying out. So, the Mets selected him, and then at his first at bat, he hit a home run, but then I think it went downhill from there.
Yeah, it did.
So does he play in the minors? Is that his, what does he want to do?
Well, he wants. I mean, he wants to make it to the majors, I would assume, doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
If you're playing baseball,
of course. Right? Yeah. When
so
you were in the minor leagues,
put me in coach, but he's not ready to play apparently.
Sorry, put him in first class. Get it?
Yeah.
If I were, if I were,
I made a bad Fogarty joke, and you made it worse.
Thank you.
If I were a baseball team, wouldn't you just pick him up and just, even if he sits on the bench, you sell a ton of merchandise.
Yeah, people like the guy. Hello. Yeah. Let's have some common sense PR
here.
Make
him the bad boy for crying out loud.
All right, you want to look at your calendars and mark down this date, please? A week and a month from today is February the 13th, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
February 13th is when the pitchers and catchers show up. And then the next week, the regular players all show up. And then the week after that, the opener is the Red Sox versus the Mets. Red Sox versus the Mets in Fort Myers.
Oh.
That's, how about that? That's only 6 weeks away. Hooray.
Have you ever been to spring training?
I have.
It's so awesome.
Yep. I've heard that it's fun, but
yeah, it
I've
is
never
a lot
been.
Of fun. Yeah, yeah. I went to. I had a couple of actually, a couple of years where I was on WTTP. WTTP. That's another station. WTTB in Vero Beach, where we still are, and I was doing my KBC program as well. So I went to Dodger Camp in Vero Beach for a couple of years. Jim Davis, who's the manager, or was the manager. I wish he was. Well, I don't know the new manager, so I can just say I enjoyed my tenure there with Jim as the manager of TTB for a long time. And we had a wonderful time. Both experiences were great. And then that was the year, I think, before they announced that they were going to move the camp to. Isn't it Arizona now, Jennifer?
It's Arizona. Yep.
Yeah. I thought that was awful. They had built this fabulous place down there. It was really a whole lot of fun.
So, but Arizona is really nice. They do it right. I mean, you can go to multiple teams are down there. It's the Cactus League. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, but it was fun there. All the people
from,
you know, up north, the Snowbirds, go to these games, and they fill up the stadium. As soon as spring training starts, the place is buzzing. And it was just a lot of fun. But the point here is, for all of us, that spring is right around the corner. Hooray! All right, I don't have time to do justice to the best and worst states for lovers here, because we're going to do the TV report. But for those of you who can stick around, I'll try to approach that with the ladies in the next hour of the DJV Experience. 44 past the hour now.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
The king of pop, Michael Jackson, in the television news today at 47 past the hour. There's a TV film called Urban Myths, and the story is about Michael Jackson, his family, and there was a trailer for the British TV movie that's coming out, starring Joseph Fiennes. Is he related to Ralph?
Yeah, they're Joe Fiennes. Yeah. Yeah. Joe Fiennes. He's the one who was in the Shakespeare in Love, right. Most famously. Yeah.
So he plays Michael Jackson. I don't quite get that.
He looks like Willy Wonka. Like it's I mean, he looks like Johnny Depp's version of Willy Wonka. It's so offensive looking. I mean, it's
Well, Michael that's Jackson's what they're trying to do. It looks
all
like
upset about it.
Yeah, they're all tweeting all over the place. And Stockard Channing plays Elizabeth Taylor. This is supposed to be a story about what happened in the life of. What their relationship was, I guess, Jackson and Taylor. Mm-hmm. And the kids are all worked up about this. If you look at some of the social media things, they call it shameful, no respect, that sort of thing. So what have they done? Did anybody see the trailer for this thing?
Well,
and will it show here in America?
The trailer is just, I mean, he's a white guy. I mean, that's first and foremost, so that's just horrible.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know what the actual storyline is, but apparently Paris Jackson knows enough about it because she was even saying that Liz Taylor is her godmother, and she said that it was offensive for her godmother as well.
Right.
So,
yeah.
She's not happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a comedy series from what I saw, or at least it's supposed to be funny. But, yeah, I mean, he doesn't look anything like Michael Jackson to me, and he's got, you know, like prosthetics on his face, I would think, because his nose is really weird looking. I don't know. Yeah, it's they're not trying to pay homage to him or anything like that. Like he just looks bad.
Yeah. All right. Here's the latest on the Twin Peaks reboot. They are going to premiere it on Sunday, the 21st of May. So why is everybody all excited? I never saw this before anyway. Did you ladies watch Twin Peaks?
I didn't. I was
a
little bit too young. Yeah,
yeah,
a huge following. I remember my mom's peer group, they'd have Twin Peaks parties.
Really? All right, yeah. So that's coming out. So hooray for that. What's on tonight that's good, Jen?
Well, a couple of things that are sort of unique. If you like Aliens, the alien invasion drama Colony is coming back for another season tonight on USA at 10. This is the one that stars Josh Holloway from Lost fame. Pretty good show. It gets a lot of good critical acclaim. And then on ABC at 9, taking the stage, African-American Music and Stories That Changed America. Oprah Winfrey, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight will be a part of this, in addition to Octavia Spencer and Angela Bassett.
Really? All right, that's tonight. 10 before the
tonight.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At 53 past the hour, Tommy the K from the Money Pit, who normally is here to help you do home repairs and give you ideas on home improvement things, is on an airplane at the moment. Hard to do. Well, sooner or later, we'll get to the technology that will give us the ability to do, or even an air. I have the equipment right now, as you know, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I've got a battery-operated machine, get Wi-Fi in the plane. I could do literally this program from a plane. If the people around me, unless there was nobody else on the plane, people around me would be whacking me over the head.
Right.
Because it's just, it's impolite, frankly, to be having conversations, even loud conversations. I was in a restaurant the other day, and this guy was working with this woman who was a client of his, and he was so loud and obnoxious. My son and I said, come on, let's go outside. Mm. I just think people are so thoughtless. Don't
yeah.
Just think about other people who are around you when you're doing things that may be you're not in the best location to do. Just think about your surroundings when you do stuff, all right? In a moment, I'm going to talk about an experience that I've had that will be lost by the end of the year for me, and the opportunity for you to do this will be gone probably forever. And we'll figure out why that is and how it may affect us one way or another as we continue here.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Those of you who listen to me with regularity know one of the largest charges I still have in my life is travel. Travel has become hectic, especially if you use airlines. It has become unpleasant. It's become saturated with people who don't respect others. We were just talking about things not to do on an airplane. One of the things that is going to become a reality for those of us who have been longtime flyers is the end of the 747. The 747 was the fourth plane, because the first one was a 707, a four-engine smaller plane. It was the first in the jet era. And then there was the 727, the three-engine plane, the 737, which now has been remade. The 737X will be with us for a long, long time. They're making a lot of those right now. And then the 747, which was developed in 1967, first flew in 1969 for Pan Am. So from 69, let's do the math, from 1969 until 2018 is about 50 years, right? Not 50 years, or is it 60 years? 70 to...
Yeah, every 70, time we start about, doing math on this show, it goes south quickly.
It's a long time. Two different models, the 747-200, which was the one with the smaller hump, and then the 747-400, which has been a part of most fleets here in our country and around the world. United still has them. Delta has them. The original 747 is the first one sold to an American carrier, where to American Airlines. Pan Am had them, TWA had them first, and then American had them. They bought three of them, and they only used them for a couple of years because they couldn't get enough. They were mostly domestic then, and it wasn't that imperative that you fly on a 747 from New York to Los Angeles. So they sold the three of them to NASA when the space program started. The three 747s you see that were carrying the shuttle around, they still have them, were the original 747s that belonged to American Airlines. Anyway, over the years, there have been thousands of these planes moved, and now there are built. Because they're so expensive now with these two-engine planes to operate, even though they're most comfortable, the two most comfortable planes I've ever ridden in are an L-1011, which was a tri-engine plane built by Lockheed, a fabulous airliner, and the 747 also. Not only a fabulous airliner, but a claim to American ingenuity. When you saw that 747, you felt the power, the might, the goodness of American business, and really what Boeing stands for. So now the only 747s operating after this next year, because Delta is going to retire the ones they have, United will, and they're going to replace them with the 777 stretches, will be the large freight haulers are using them, converting these, and Air Force One. That's it. Air Force One, the new Air Force Ones that Trump's been yodeling about, and the old ones be the only 747s that'll be flying.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.